Daily success, and the week ahead, be excellent, make money moves, achieve your goals, transform your life, one routine at a time. Daily success, go and get yours.
Welcome to the Daily Success Show, the podcast dedicated to inspiring you to achieve your goals, keep a consistent schedule, and live your dream life. And I'm your host, Jamila Payne.
Are you the person that spends a lot of time coming up with your goals, but you realize at the end of the year that you never had an execution plan in place or time allocated to get them done? In fact, it's sometimes the end of the year before you even think about them again. Well, you can proactively track and manage your goals using a goal report. I like using this for both business and personal goals. Inside our Achievers Club, our members complete goal reports on a monthly basis to be on top of how they're doing and how their monthly activities, or quite frankly, lack thereof, might be impacting their results. So think back to when you were in school. Do you remember how we used to get those report cards that told us, or told our parents, right, how we were doing? And I can remember as a kid, like, having so much anticipation and anxiety around my report cards. Now, I was pretty much a good student, but you just never knew, right? At my school, we didn't get like intermediate reports to know, like, okay, where am I in terms of my exams? Obviously, if your tests were good, then that was an indication, but I digress. As adults, there's not often any kind of report card for how we're doing. And so I want you to think of your goal report as the report card for your life and your business. And so you might be wondering, well, what the heck is in a goal report, Jamila? Well, I'm going to give you some ideas for what to include in a goal report, but I want to tell you that there's no, you know, right or wrong answers here. Like, this is really about you and what information is important for you to track and manage on a monthly basis to know that you are in fact making progress, or to know that you're not actually going in the direction that you want to be going and therefore need to make some changes. So I'm going to share what we include in a personal goal report. I mentioned our Achievers Club, our members do a report. So I'll share some of what we put in that. Think of that as a personal report that you can use. But then I'll also share what you could include in a business goal report. And this is exactly what I use in the daily success routine monthly goal report for our business. So the big idea here is you can totally swipe any of these ideas I'm sharing, which is why I'm sharing them with you. But I want you to really consider if there's additional things that are very specific to your life or business that you need to include in your goal report. All right, let's go ahead and dig in, starting with the personal goal report. I like making these reports a little bit fun. So in terms of the personal goal report, the first question that I include is, what is your spirit animal for the month? Let me give you two examples of this. So your spirit animal might be that you were a monkey this month. Like, you were jumping around from thing to thing, not really getting any traction. You know, obviously your results kind of matched up to that. Or your spirit animal might have been that you were an elephant. You were crazy focused and got a lot of results. So I just want to keep, you know, inspiring you to think about, how do you make this inspirational for you? in a way that you're excited to complete it on a monthly basis. And it doesn't have to be, you know, really long or like some kind of a book report. It's just to capture down the critical information that is going to help you to grow. Okay, next are a few questions that I like to include in the personal goal report. The first question is, what decisions did you make that created that result? When you kind of say, all right, this is the spirit animal that I was the monkey jumping around from thing to thing. What were the decisions that you made that created that result? Next is, what were your top three actions that work? Just think about this. Your day-to-day actions and decisions on what actions you take and you don't are totaling up what the results are that you're getting at the end of the month or the end of the week or even the end of the day. What you have to ask yourself is, are your actions aligned with the results that you're getting? Now, you're gonna get results. Absolutely. They might not be the results that you want. That's the key. Just think about, what actions are you taking that are working? And so that might be that you, in your career, you met with some people in the company that can help you to get that promotion that you're looking for. You made those connections and relationships. Or from the business side, it might mean that you consistently reached out to leads every day and did your follow-up calls, which resulted in you getting the additional clients that you were looking for. Okay, the next question is, what didn't work well? In this way, you want to think about what decisions you made, the habits and beliefs that you held that just aren't working for you. And so you don't want to take those into the next month. And then the final question that I like to ask is, what did you complete this month? And my personal love language is done. So when you are mapping out your lists of what you're going to work on every single day, your daily to-do list, I always teach that you should look at what you can actually complete or move forward. So you don't want to say like, oh, I'm going to be researching this, or I'm going to be working on my business plan. Instead, what you would say is, I am going to complete the overview section of my business plan using the 2-hour work block that I have today. Or maybe you're going to finish an article that you need to deliver, right? So it's always that you're deciding on what you're going to finish every single day, which the cumulative of that will lead to favorable results for the month. All right, you got it? Is this making sense? Next, let's move to the business goal report. In the business goal report, I include a total of 6 different sections. I'm going to share what the sections are, and then I'll go back and explain them a little bit. I like to include, first, quarterly goal process. Daily success systems is the next bucket. 3rd is operations. 4th, marketing and promo. 6th, financial results. And then 7th, actually, there are 7 buckets. Insights and what's next. Okay, let me break these down. Quarterly goal process. I look at what are the quarterly goals for the business and where are we on making those goals happen? Are they moving forward? Are they not moving forward? Is there a roadblock that has happened? Has a team member not been successful in getting their piece of the work done on a timely basis? So just overall looking at, where are the goals and where are we on them? Okay, daily success system. This is where I really do a personal reflection as the CEO of the company to say, are we practicing what we preach, both me as a leader and as a company? And so this is probably very unique to our company and brand because we teach this personal development framework and principles for people to be able to be successful with accomplishing their goals and better managing their day, then it's very important to me as the leader of this organization that we are practicing what we preach. And if you have a business where you are teaching a framework or a philosophy or a system or any kind of methodology that you developed, then I would highly encourage you to do a review to see if you are in alignment with what you're teaching. And I think this is something that business owners don't actually talk a lot about, but I think you have to be a living example of what's possible through your work. And personally, like my personal mission statement is to help people to reach personal and financial freedom through business ownership and to be a living example of that. And so this item on our goal report is how I check in on whether or not I am, as a leader, or the company as a whole, is practicing what we preach. Okay, number four was operations. And this is where you can reflect on how are the systems going in your business? Are you doing a lot of tasks that might be more beneficial for you to batch together? Let's just say that you have a business that has a content strategy as a part of it. And so maybe you're putting out a certain number of social media posts on a monthly basis on a channel, let's just say Instagram. If you are noticing in the operations of the business that you are sometimes falling off, not getting those posts done, or the team member who's responsible for doing it is not getting it done on time, then you might look for, okay, do I need to create a checklist to help this team member do what needs to be done on a timely basis? Do I need to set up calendar reminders? Do I need to hire a team member or a VA or someone to help make sure that this gets done because you just aren't following through on it? And that's totally fine. But this is why this goal report is so critical, because it's going to help you to identify where that is happening. Okay, so look at your overall operations and figure out how you can improve. And this doesn't matter if you are a multi-person team or if you are a solopreneur, you still have operations, you know, sending out invoices, collecting receivables, things that need to happen in the business. It's important to look at where things might be falling through the cracks and get things in place so that doesn't happen. Okay, item number four is the marketing and promo. And here, you want to look at what are the marketing activities that we had going on for the month, or what were the promotions? Let's say you were running some special offers. What were the things that you had going on that were going to attract and engage your ideal clients, and how did those activities perform? What was the ROI on them? Did they work? Did they not work? And again, this is a way for you to be able to make sure that you're not doing things in your business that aren't effective, because it's so easy to get caught up feeling like you need to be everywhere, doing everything, you know, posting on Instagram, Facebook, running a group, you know, doing lives, going out to events and networking. Like, you can just start to feel like a crazy person because you're like trying to keep up with all of these different things, but you're mentally spinning because you're like, oh, this is too much. None of it is getting you the results that you're looking for. You want to check in on whether or not your marketing activities are in fact working. Critical. All right, next is financial results. And this is just, how did you do? Let's take a real look at the numbers and be honest with ourselves. You know, did you, number one, even set up sales goals for the month or each week of the month that you were working to actively achieve? Because trust me, if you aim for nothing, you're guaranteed to hit it. So you want to think about, okay, what were the financial results that you were aiming for the month? And then how close did you get there? If you missed the target, that's totally fine. What lessons did you learn from it, and what changes should be made moving forward? And then finally, on the business side of the goal report is insights and what's next. And this is really where you kind of write your recap. So you kind of do, you know, a little analysis overall, looking at the month and what your kind of big lessons learned were, and then what you're planning to do going forward into the next month. Now, I recommend that after you complete your goal report for the month, it's worth going back, and you might even do that in that insights and what's next section, is go back and read a month or two prior so that you can get a sense of your overall progress. It will help you to identify trends or just simply reflect on lessons learned or correct the course where necessary. And I know that sometimes you might feel like your goals and dreams just aren't happening fast enough. And doing this process provides real-time information that you are, in fact, moving forward in the right direction. And it gives you an opportunity to be grateful for how far you come. I think that we often measure ourselves against the distance ahead to reach our goals and dreams. But the real sign of progress is looking from the rearview mirror to reflect back on how far you come. So I thought it would be fun and perhaps helpful to share what my personal goals are for the quarter. And I want you to look at this as a way to just think about how can you fine tune your specific goals. Now, if you want to learn the process that I teach on how to set goals, then I invite you to check out episode number 2 of the Daily Success Show. And if you want to learn how to stick to your plan, then definitely check out episode number 5, all about the secrets to sticking to your plan. Now, if you've listened to those episodes, then you know that I teach that you should plan no more than 3 goals per quarter. So that allows you to really focus and get more done throughout the year. You're creating like this 90-day sprint where you're just gonna like really double down and make things happen. Now, I came up with 3 project-based goals for the quarter and 1 stretch goal. The stretch goal is the project that I want to work on if and only if I finish my 3 most important projects. So for me, I really put that there too to almost like motivate me and create this additional momentum because I'm really excited to get to that stretch goal. However, there's some other things that are really important for me to take care of in this first part of the year. And if I move through those things, then I will be able to get to that stretch goal a lot faster. All right, so here are my quarterly goals in no particular order. So my first goal for the quarter is to grow our Achiever Club membership. So I want to support 400 people this year. Specifically in Achievers, we work directly with females who are mostly 9-to-5ers that are running a business on the side or who have a desire to do a passion project outside of work. I just feel really called to this work and I'm seeing the impact that it's making in people's lives. And so this year I want to be able to help 400 women achieve their goals. My results to date are that we're currently in early enrollment phase for our Achievers Club. Early enrollment means it's just our beginning of year enrollment. And then we're going to do a bigger enrollment, like a big launch that we're working on for March. So those are my results today. Results so far on the Achievers Club. So I'm actively getting everything set up for our big March launch while also delivering to our current members that are inside of the Achievers Club. Project goal number 2 is to let go of 20 pounds. And I'm going to be totally transparent and say that this feels big to me because I'm not really a weight loss person. I don't diet. I generally eat a paleo or keto meal plan. And if I'm on a normal schedule, then I work out 4 days a week. So the fact that I broke down and bought a scale a few days ago is a really big step for me because I don't actually believe in weighing myself or tracking my weight. Like, I've never been a person who felt strongly about weight. I also, like, if I go buy clothes, you know, I don't even care about the size. Like, I've never cared, like, if I was putting on a 4 or 8 or 10. For me, it was about what fits my body. So I've never got caught up in the numbers when it came to my body. But what I have always paid attention to or been on top of my monitoring is how my clothes felt. So if I started having clothes that were like feeling extra tight, oh, I can't actually get these jeans up over my thighs anymore, right? Then for me, that was kind of my alarm bell or signal that I needed to really start hitting the gym harder or do something a little bit different to get back in alignment. So what matters to me is that I feel good. You know, I want to feel really good. And so what I figured out is that this fall, I was doing a lot of emotional eating. I had a really tough fourth quarter, and maybe, you know, a little bit of 2018 overall was like a bit of a tough year. And so what happened is my weight has secretly crept up on me, and I weigh, from a numeric perspective, the largest that I've ever been in my entire life. And I'm uncomfortable with that. So I don't think I'm obese or anything crazy, but for me, being healthy and feeling good in my body is really important to me. So I want to be very proactive about letting go of 20 pounds to just feel better in my skin. So my results to date is I've lost about 3 pounds since I started this journey, which has only been about 3 weeks actively, I would say. But I've seemed to have gained a pound back. So I'm happy that I am at least back on a regular gym regimen where I'm going 4 times a week, whereas in the fall, I at one point, like, I completely fell off and was not going at all, which is really unheard of for me. And then I started working out with a trainer, and that wasn't exactly doing it either, because we kept needing to change schedules and all of this stuff, and it just wasn't consistent enough. And so now I just felt like, okay, I need to get personally motivated and start tackling this myself. So I'm back to going to the gym at least 4 times a week. I've doubled down on making sure that I have my groceries on time so that I can do my meal prep. And I even did grocery delivery once this week, which was a really cool experience. And I'm working more on doing a keto diet versus a paleo diet, but I refuse to completely cut out wine. So I'm not sure if I'll fully get to ketosis. I'll likely go back to working with a trainer in March, but right now I just want to create some momentum for myself. All right. So that is number 2. I think I might have did a lot of explaining around number 2, but it's probably just because it's ever present of mine. And I'm super conscious about this whole thing with weight now and actively doing something here. Okay. Number 3 is to get my financial paperwork in order. And what I mean when I say financial paperwork is things like my will. I have a living will in place, but I don't have a last will and testament. I was about to say a death will. I have a living will, but not a death will. And so I don't have a last will and testament. So I want to get that in place. I want to re-secure my life insurance and increase the policy amount. I want to get wills in place for my parents just because they're getting older, and I want to make sure that I can follow whatever their last wishes are. And I know this can sometimes be a hard thing to talk about, wills and death, you know, like in a family, nobody wants to talk about that, but that's exactly why I want to have it in place. I also want to work with my sister to get her will in place because my sister has children, and hopefully nothing ever happens to her in life. But if it does, then I want to be able to have the ability to take on her kids and adopt her kids and, you know, make sure that they're good and okay. The other thing around financial paperwork in order is I want to refill my emergency fund. So I generally keep like a short-term emergency fund for things like, let's just say I get a flat tire that was unexpected and now I have to buy, you know, all new tires or something like that. Like, you know, those emergencies that show up that are unanticipated. I had several emergencies last year, which drained down my emergency fund. So I want to refill that. And then finally, in terms of financial, so this isn't all paperwork, I'm realizing now, but for me, it feels like that a little bit. You know, I should say just financial ducks in order, financial plans in order. The last one is having a few months in advance paid on my bills. So for me, it was an eye opener. If you're based in the US, then you experienced or know about the government shutdown that recently happened. I really felt for people who were going through that experience. The government at one point was like the safest place that you could ever work. You know, it's kind of the job that people went for because they knew like, oh, I'm never going to have any issues if I'm working for the government. Like, I'll be safe and secure. And that's not necessarily the case anymore, as evidenced by the fact that there was a government shutdown. So for me, I thought, okay, I want to just get proactive and create a cushion in my own world and have several of my regular household bills just paid several months in advance. All right, so where are my results to date on this? I have in hand all of my will documents. The attorney sent those over. I just need to get them completed and send them back so that they can be implemented. I've also already added a few hundred bucks back to my short-term emergency fund. I read the book Women in Money by Susie Orman, and a friend of mine just happened to start a group for women, and we get together once a month at her house, and it's like a Women in Money group. So everyone who's participating has read the book, and every month we're focused on different money topics. And this includes things like investing or different types of investment, stocks versus real estate, etc. So for me, this so far has been, and I believe will continue to be, a great source of personal accountability to keep this goal top of mind. I've also had the hard conversation with my dad about getting his will in place, and he's agreed to do that. Now I need to have that same conversation with my mom and my sister. All right, so that is my project goal number 3. And then finally, number 4 is to write my best-selling book proposal. So this is my stretch goal. I have not fully started this goal. I have just leisurely, I have a book all about writing book proposal. On occasion, like at night before I go to bed, I might like glance at that. But again, I'm not actively working on this goal. It's a stretch goal. So I'm only focused for the next 90 days, which brings me to the end of March, on the first 3. And as I get those things completed, then I will have more capacity to take on my stretch goal of writing my book proposal. Now, I want to just take a second to speak to in any indecision that you might be having around what projects should you be working on, or maybe you have some overlapping or what I like to call competing goals. So, you know, one of your goals is to take a big trip that might cost you $2,000, but then you have another goal to save a lot of money. So definitely go check out the episodes that I mentioned, episode 2 and 5. I definitely experience this when it comes to my stretch goal, because I have several goals when it comes to book writing. So I would like to write my book proposal. I would also like to finish a book that I already wrote, that is my working title, has been Daily Success Routines, Daily Success for Teams. So it's teaching companies and teams how to apply these principles that I share with you here on the Daily Success Show. And I want to refresh a book that I wrote back in 2010, From Pain to Power, Lessons to Achieve Happiness and Success from the Life of an Entrepreneur. Okay, now I know just even saying that, don't you feel exhausted hearing that? It's a lot. And so I just want to say that to encourage you that I know what it feels like to have several things that you want to get done and you want them all to happen now, but you're going to be a crazy person trying to make them all happen. I can't tell you how many people that have that passion project of being an author that they want to make happen, but they're simultaneously trying to write two or three books and you end up with nothing done. So I want you to use the 90-day project year. So go back again to episodes 2 and 5. You can actually find that worksheet for the 90-day project year to figure out what projects you're going to work on when, so that they all can absolutely get done, just not at the same time. So I want to know, do you like these goal reports? Is this helpful for you? If you do, let me know. I would then like to share the goal reports once a month and I can give you an update on where I am with my quarterly goals. And I would love to hear where you are, and you can certainly share yours. If you would just let me know if this was helpful and if you enjoyed this by either sending an email to hello@dailysuccessroutine.com. I promise we'll read every single one. Or you can comment on the post for this episode by going to shows.dailysuccessroutine.com and look for this episode. Leave a comment to let me know whether or not you like these goal reports and if you would like me to continue to do them moving forward. All right, it's action taking time. So go to the website I just mentioned, shows.dailysuccessroutine.com, and download, I created for you a goal report template that you can use to complete your very own personal goal report. So remember, I said totally swipe anything in that goal report that you want to use, but by all means, make it your own.
Hey, we don't have to wait until the next episode to hang out. So the next time you're on Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook, type Jamila Payne or Daily Success Routine into the search bar and you'll find more great tips, inspiration, and ideas to help you get organized, productive, and live your dream life. Do you want to be sure to follow through on your goals? Then I want to invite you to join the Daily Success Achievers Club. First, you'll decide on what 90-day projects you want to accomplish. Start your business, grow clients, write a book, create your workshop, let go of weight, anything you want. Then we'll put a schedule in place, optimize your productivity, and I'll hold you accountable to getting it done using my proven system. And it's 100% risk-free. You either follow the process and achieve your goals, or I'll refund your membership fee. Just go to dailysuccessroutine.com and click on Achievers Club to RSVP for our next open house. Find out if accountability is right for you.
Daily success, plan a week ahead, be excellent, make money moves, achieve your goals, transform your life, one routine at a time. Daily success, go and get yours. You better go get yours. Daily success. You better go get yours. Daily success. Daily Success.